quickly you can come to the city. And they said, to Hiroshima House. Someday, from very distant, from the that palace, Krishna looked from window and saw that and you are Brahmin. Oh my, that one yes, fellow, Sinama is coming. And seeing this, he began to weep and run, giving up the
throne
or cottage of
court
of Rukmini. And they were all
standing.
He left everything. And my dear friend Sudama Sudama, he quickly went outside and impressed that he is Sudama Devi. And quickly he brought Sudama Devi in that palace and he begged him to sit on the same throne, same court of Rukmini where he used to sit. And he told all his wives, stated in 1108, he told, oh, bring very
pure water.
Water. What water? Fresh
water.
Next week,
Kevada.
Kevada and other things. And very sushital.
Cool.
Not so much cool, but and then it was great. And Krishna himself began to wash his feet. And all Rukmini and Satvana were giving water and somewhere
spending
somewhere with summer rain. And all was seeing a wash, wonderful thing. That Krishna is not washing his feet by water only. By his so gently and with a pleasing mood. After that, he was given something to take, and when he was in rest, then Sudama, Krishna thought himself that it may be that Sudama is thinking that I am knowing him or no. As I respect all the Brahmins, I am respecting him. Or he is respecting, like knowing, remembering my friendship. So Krishna told, oh friend, do you remember that once our Guru Patni, the wife of our Guru Dev, told that today is the rainy day. We have no any dry goods to cook. Quickly you should go to forest and bring some food.
Right.
So myself, Mani Krishna, and I took you with me and we both went to forest. And in the meantime, there was a heavy rain and it made dark, it came so darkness. So it was so dark night and rain was falling so much. I saw like this,
like an
elephant trunk or finger. So quickly, everywhere, water was like
flowing.
So there was where it is deep and where it is narrow, or where water is less or bigger, it ending. And it was also nice. So only these two under his car and heavy rain and taking the heap of coat on the head so that he should not wait more. Whole night we are waiting. And then Guruji came at once. Oh Krishna, oh Sudama, where you are? Then the reflect, oh yes. And Guruji came with light and stepped us and he took us to home. And when we reached there, our Guru told that no need of reading and studying anything. By my mercy, all Veda, Upanishad, Shastra and
all art,
like 64 kinds, at once quickly manifest in your heart and quickly be realized. Do you remember? Then Sudama is the Lord. Oh, and how I do. So, my doubt was that you are knowing all these things, that I am poor Brahmin and related to you by friendship, or you are doing only as your acceptance to any simple friend. Now I realize. Telling and telling all these things, it became boring. And then Sudama Vesu told, my dear friend, now I want to go back to my family there. Brahmini has not taken anything, so I could go much there. Krishna told, yes, you can go. Krishna never gave anything, anything, not even a new cloth or any fan or any fruit or nothing. And then he took him to the border of Dwarka. And then he did pranam to Sudama Vipra and embraced him. And with sad mood, he returned to Dwarka and he came to. Oh, one thing. When in the night, he told that, my friend, have you brought anything from my bhagavi?
Sister-in-law,
Bhavi. He must send anything. Empty hand he cannot send. He cannot send it. So, she must have given anything. But he was thinking that Krishna is so sweet, so soft, that if I will give this, he will take and give some of the gift. So, it is super serious. He always takes butter, milk and all these things. Rasagolla, Mansua, why I should be there? It is not. But Krishna knew, and anyhow, he had hidden his extra teeth. Because he was so lean and thin that he was at, like a peach here. Only some bones were there. So he took first leg, surgeon. And, a quite sweet thing my sister-in-law has sent for me, and he opened and he took one. And next, when he used to say, then his wife, Rukmini Krishna, oh, you have given everything to this Brahman, now you just want to give me all these things? So don't do. We will die. Then Krishna stopped. And after that, when he was going from Dwarka, he was thinking, oh, Krishna is so much. If he has given anything, then if I will be helpful, wealthy, then I may forget Krishna. So he is so merciful that he has not given anything. And reminding this, coming, in the evening he came to his home, or next day in morning he came. And he was searching his home, that where is my home? But he was not, because there was no hut. He had also a cow, lean and thin like his wife. She was also young, but she was like old. No milk here, no cough. He saw that, where is my cow? Where is my heart? Where is my wife? Parita, that oh, so many 16,108 royal palaces.
Like
in front of that royal palaces, one big hathi means
elephant.
All that green like this. And in front of that one palace, these are that
16,108
cows with cough, so
healthy.
Healthy. to each, and a beautiful God. In the meantime, he saw that there are some asparas coming from the
heavenly planet,
from the
royal
palace, and in the midst there was a very beautiful young king, heiress, Rajkumari,
princess
like, and they were coming towards Sudama Vipra. Wait, lamps and all these things for Arati. He was saying, they are coming. Why they are coming to me? Who are they? But they were smiling and singing so beautiful songs, and they surrounded the Sudama Vipra. And I found that most beautiful king as a
princess
came and stepped
Sudama
Vipra, and he also became a very young king, like a prince. And he said, oh, Krishna has given Mati to all these things. She is my wife. Krishna has not made me prince like princess before, because if I will go in a very
opulent
health and beautiful, then she will not
recognize,
and then that she will be very, very upset. But if I am not recognized, then she is recognizing, and she will know that I am his, her husband. Or it is okay. So Krishna has given. Because when I was coming, Krishna thought that Sudama Vipra has nothing in his home to give me anything, to present anything. And he borrowed from other natural houses. And he has given to me. But I have so much affluence, I have not to pay. So, if I am giving everything or any part of my wealth, it is not equal to the right that has come from this country. So how I can repay him? So Krishna is so merciful, he is thinking. And that is why he did not give anything in the presence, in saksha.
Direct.
But in the night, as an example that, you know,
farmers,
this
plowed land
and cultivated land. If there is no rain, they become worried that they cannot do anything. But Krishna is so merciful, he gets so much water in night, not in day. And in the morning they say, oh, look, all the fields are covered with
water.
So they become so happy. So Krishna never gives anything directly to anyone, to his devotee. He gives in such a way that, oh, I am indebted to you. I cannot repay you. And if he gives so much wealth, like he gave to Sudama Vipra, he is thinking that I have not given anything, because he has borrowed and brought to me, and I get a very insignificant. So Krishna is so merciful. If you serve him, he will give you wealth, reputation, and everything more than Durga, Kali, Ganesh, or any. So you should not fear. And try to serve Krishna, he can give anything. He will give wealth also, and after some time he will give also pure bhakti. So that he gave to Sudama Vipra. So you should not fear. And from today you should try to serve Krishna, chant and remember Krishna. Gaur-pramanande. Krishna Das. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.